Well, it was a popular feature last year. We're bringing it back again this year. It's Inside the Numbers with our own Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt, let's break down some of the interesting numbers for the Browns on offense from Sunday's game against the Eagles.
Well, Vic, when you look at the first game of the regular season for the Browns, they scored just 3 points in the first and another three in the third quarters of play, and that was a problem that they had last year. They scored just 26 points in the first quarter of all the 16 games last year and scored 35 after the break in the third quarter. Conversely, they scored a combined 157 points between the second and fourth quarters of games in 2011. The Browns were just 3-2 in games where they were held scoreless in the first and third quarters, and when they were held scoreless in the first quarter overall, the team went 4-7. Five of those seven losses came within the AFC North division, including all three of the home games in each of the series.
Now, switching to the defensive side, the defense having a stellar performance against the Eagles for sure. Let's talk about some of those stats.
Yeah, the Browns registered four interceptions of Eagles quarterback Michael Vick last Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium, which is the highest total they've registered since their sixth takeaway performance at Jacksonville in November of 2012. And the rookies served as a big catalyst for the production. First-year linebacker Craig Robertson tied for a team lead with eight tackles, added one interception and two pass breakups, as well as an assisted tackle on the special teams. And rookie L.J. Fort became the first Browns undrafted free agent to start on opening day since the beginning of the Super Bowl era back in the 1960s. He had two tackles, one sack, and an interception on defense. He also added a solo stop on the special teams.
And speaking of special teams, some very good numbers there. That was another strong suit for the Browns on Sunday.
Yes, it was. And Joshua Cribbs was at the forefront of that. He averaged 30.3 yards on three kickoff returns and 13 yards on six punt returns against the Eagles. When Joshua Cribbs has a big explosive return of over 40 yards, usually means good things for the Browns. Last year, he had five explosive returns. All resulted in points. Four were touchdowns. One was a field goal in Houston. And the last one of the year, the biggest explosive return that Cribbs had was an 84-yard run back on a punt against Baltimore that he took to the house for a touchdown.
Great stuff, Matt. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds like a plan, Vic. Have a good one.
He is Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, going inside the numbers with you right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.